Paul Nye and Jerome Opper, seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the south side of South Field Way Court within the Kings Creek Country Club subdivision. The 911 address is 2 South Field Way Court, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 996. The applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence and a front yard setback. We have 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Paul Nye. My address is 2 South Field Way Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. The floor is yours.
Okay. So you can see from the map, we have an unusually shaped lot. It's pretty much a wedge. We did not build the house. We bought the house where it's situated with that existing basketball court there. I think that the house was situated where it is because of the shape of the lot and because there are some really magnificent trees that line kind of what would be the front there, and Kings Creek likes to preserve as much of the greenery as possible. So the lot is long and narrow. The existing house faces Kings Creek Circle, but our address for some purposes of 2 South Field Way means that the South Field Way side is sometimes considered the front. There's really no other space to build a pool behind the house. The yard, the majority of the existing land is on the side where you see that basketball court. The pool would replace that basketball court, which was put in by the previous owner. The code is a bit conflicting in that it requires a 4-foot high fence for pool safety, but yet it wants you to limit your front yard, which is really our side yard, to 3'6". So we're requesting a 6-inch variance to be able to be compliant with the safety ordinance around the pool. The pool design and location has been approved by the Kings Creek HOA. If you've been before them before, they're pretty strict and pretty particular about what they do approve. And we've submitted multiple letters from people who would be impacted by the pool, both 995 there, 997, another one across the street, and it's either 978 or above that. It's people who would potentially have some impact. They've all submitted letters of approval. And if you look at the other submittals where we show how much landscaping, existing trees, et cetera, are there, you'll see that it's pretty well screened from view on all sides. Are there any questions?
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any questions?
Just to get a better understanding. So your house faces Kings, so this side would be Kings Creek Drive, right? So
Kings Creek Circle. Yeah, I don't know.
Circle.
I don't know if you have the we actually submitted photos. I don't know if they're available.
Yeah, they would have been.
But the front of your house is facing Kings Creek Circle.
Correct.
But your driveway enters from South Field Way.
Correct.
So that's how we get to the point where it's stating that that's the front yard, I guess?
Yeah, that's where the pool would go.
Right.
You can see that's really the side of the house, and then there's another photo that shows that's all the screening from Field Way. That's the corner there. And then this is the front of, this is what faces Kings Creek Circle. So we're, yeah.
Gotcha.
Are there any other questions?
Does the fenced in area need to be as large as it is? The proposed fenced in area around the pool?
It, what we're trying to do, and this is really more for, you know, with the HOA, they actually only allow fences in Kings Creek Circle when you're putting them around a pool. And they like you to sort of screen them as much as possible. And we've located the fence so that sort of within existing landscaping, so it's not really very visible. And they only allow, you know, a black aluminum fence so that it's really as unobtrusive as possible. So that's why we located it there.
Okay, so you located it where you thought it would most likely satisfy the HOA?
Yes.
This is obviously not the first pool that's built in this neighborhood.
It is not the first pool built in the neighborhood. They review each one pretty thoroughly.
Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
Just a couple. Looking at this drawing, it appears that there's a gap between the edge of paving of the roadway there and your front property line. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The drawing, Ms. Lepore, can you pull this one up? Well, that would be fine too. So looking at that drawing off of Southfield Court, there's a line that says edge of paving and your property line. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's the swale, which is really we're required to maintain it, but technically it's sort of under the supervision of the HOA. We're not allowed to do anything in there.
How far is that proposed fence going to be from that prop from the edge of paving of that road? Do you know?
It is about 30 feet.
And I'm guessing that you don't think that the fence will present any visibility issues or anything in that area?
No, you can see from one of the photo 24, exhibit 24, the existing landscape is pretty thick there. Yeah, so it's behind that.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12607 for Mr. Nye and Mr. Hofer. The property has unique physical conditions because it is a corner lot with two front yard setbacks, creating exceptional difficulty. Due to the conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12607 has been approved.
Thank you. Good evening.